With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, we've already had Taylor Swift Mania this summer and Coldplay, they're on their way for their stint in Croke Park. Now, I'm not saying that Taylor or Chris Martin are high maintenance, but some celebrities certainly are. And some expect ridiculous levels of luxury, making outrageous demands on their tour riders to match their towering egos. And joining me now to tell me all about the good, the bad and the ugly is in this department is media tutor from Ballyferma College of Further Education, Simon Marr. Simon, how are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
Like, the weather is beautiful.
It is. It's absolutely fab.
You're planning really, a beach day later
that's
on.
That's the plan. That's the plan. If all goes to plan, we'll do all that. Yes.
Okay, so firstly, Simon, what exactly is a rider for anyone who doesn't know what it is?
Some musician comes to town and they're touring all over the place. They're spending their time on trains and planes and ferries and all of that to carry on. They get to the dressing room. They want it to be the way that they like it to be. Perfectly fair. It's like, you know, you'd want bottles of water, you'd want snacks, maybe a comfortable couch to have a nap on, all of those sort of things.
Okay, perfect.
So that's what the normal rider is.
Okay, stuff that you would expect in a dressing room for a superstar.
Absolutely.
I get that. Okay,
yes,
so
yes.
What would be the standard rider requests?
Okay, standard rider request, as I mentioned, is probably stuff like their preference of drinks, you know. So whether that is, you know, bottles of bubbly water, or whether it's a crate of beer, or whether it's a bottle of whiskey, or whatever it might be.
Okay.
So, you know, there might be dietary stuff. So they might be a vegetarian or a vegan or whatever. So all of those things are pretty standard and expected.
Okay.
And they're expected not just because you want them, but they're expected as, I suppose, a demonstration of respect.
Totally.
You know, that's what it is. I made this little list. I'm coming to your town, your city, whatever it is. So,
yeah.
You know, I expect these things to be laid on.
Yeah.
So that's where it comes from.
That's
so
fair enough.
Yeah, all perfectly fair. And the bigger you get, the longer your rider list can get.
Again, which is fair enough because you're pulling in a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Huge crowd is coming in. Now, speaking of huge crowds, Taylor Swift, of course, took on Croke Park. She had
yes.
quite a few nights there. So she is the biggest artist on the planet right now. So you would expect that her rider list would be huge and lots of crazy, weird things on it.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It
no.
wasn't. No, it is as normal as it gets. Again, it's home comforts. So she wanted a bottle of chocolate milk.
Okay,
she
amazing.
Wanted some grape juice.
Yeah.
Some tortilla chips.
Perfect.
A stick of butter.
No,
course.
I don't know what you'd be doing with that, but
yeah,
okay.
I presume that the tortilla chips are involved somewhere.
But she's in Ireland and the butter in Ireland
yeah,
is the
yeah.
best
well,
butter in the world.
This is true. This
yeah.
is true. Some cheese.
Okay.
And two chubs of Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
You know, and some popcorn. So maybe that's their sort of butter.
There's the
Melt
butter.
The butter
okay.
on the popcorn. But yeah, so that's what she wanted. So completely, as completely normal and as un-rock and roll as they come.
Yeah.
But again, you can imagine.
Like no booze. There's no booze.
No,
there.
A six-pack of Diet Pepsi is as close as it gets. Like,
which
you know?
Is really interesting. I would have thought she would have been like, you know, I want everything. I want the room to be a certain temperature
yeah.
and I want this food from this particular restaurant, Michelin star chef,
absolutely,
all that kind of.
Yes.
But not at all. Very basic indeed. Okay. Okay, so. That's what the whole thing is with the riders. But
yeah.
we want to get the nitty gritty. We want to know
do.
The fun ones.
We do. So
the outrageous ones.
I'm going to work up from the sort of semi-outrageous up to the absolutely mad.
Brilliant.
Right?
All right, let's go.
Yeah, so somebody like Beyonce, right?
Okay,
so
yeah.
Beyonce, fair enough. Again, you can imagine one of the biggest stars in the world. What does she want? She's mad for chicken legs.
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, she is. And, but see, for some artists, it's just they want, you know, I've got to have a meal.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to eat before I go on stage. I'm going to be on stage for 2 or 3 hours.
In fairness, yeah.
yeah.
So
she's I need
dancing.
It.
Non-stop. She needs that protein.
So yeah, so heavily seasoned chicken legs is
Lovely.
What she's after. Okay. So again, absolutely perfect. Adele, again, huge, huge star.
Megastar.
Now, one of the big things that used to limit riders for smaller acts was that it came out of your fee.
Oh.
So let's say you were being paid a couple of grand to do a gig.
Yeah.
Is that, but you asked for, you know, 12 bottles of champagne. It'd be like, of course you can have 12 bottles of champagne.
But you're paying for
but
it.
But you're paying for it. Yes. Yeah.
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 Okay.
But you've got somebody like Adele. So Adele is doing those gigs in Germany and it's 250 quid a ticket. She's asked for 20 Marlboro lights and a disposable lighter.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
very
that's
rock and roll.
It is. And it's that's the thing. It's quite rock and roll, but it's still, it's quite, you know, it's quite tame. It's not going to kill the budget.
I can't believe she smokes.
Yeah,
with
maybe,
her voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why the voice, she gets the gravelly sound.
Right, I
yeah.
don't know. Wouldn't recommend it now. But
no,
that's
oh, no, no,
interesting.
No.
Interesting,
yeah,
very
yeah,
interesting.
Absolutely,
okay.
absolutely.
So moving on, who else have we got?
Moving on, Eminem.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eminem. And you would have thought, again, Eminem, I would have thought, particularly once you get into the rap world,
yeah.
is that there'd be an awful lot of stuff. But for him, it's dumbbells. He likes 25-pound dumbbells.
Give over.
So, yeah, yeah. So his pre-gig routine is he exercises with his dumbbells. His post-gig routine is he asks for a loaf of white bread.
Okay, just a chow down and a load of bread. That's fairness, I mean, I can relate to that. After a big night out, all you want is bread,
carbs,
toast.
Yeah. Get carbs into me.
What about Rihanna?
Yeah, Rihanna. Now, Rihanna, this is when we start to get into the stuff that's ever
this
so
is what we want to know.
Strange,
yeah.
So, wants her dressing room done in a particular way, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, wants it to look very, very homely. But her insistence is on 4 small, clear, square vases with white tulips, no foliage. No leaves, none of that sort of stuff. But the vases have to be small, clear and square.
I wonder if this is like a meditation sort of a thing for her.
See, this is the thing. I don't know. See, I don't know if some of them is just, I'm just asking for this because I can.
Mm.
Or I'm asking for this because I need it. Or maybe you become convinced of one after the other.
Yeah, or like, is it a superstitious sort of a thing? She's like, I have to have those tulips because the last time I did that, I had a phenomenal show. So I need to have them again.
That's it.
You never really know.
Could well be.
Okay, so Grace Jones.
Grace Jones has that star quality.
What a legend.
And yeah, and you know that there's going to be mad stuff. So she insists on various people that she will talk to, won't talk to. She'll go around a room and she'll pick out and kind of go, okay, Rhonda, you can stay. Simon, no, you have to go.
Stop.
You're too scruffy.
You
or whatever
can be my
it is.
Friend.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, exactly. So literally all of that stuff. But also, dozen oysters. But the oysters, you know, have to remain in their shells, and 6 bottles of champagne for every gig.
Interesting. Now, oysters, I'd say that's a tricky, that's like, you don't want to get sick before a gig.
No. See, this thing, I think it's
and
dangerous.
And oysters don't travel well.
Dangerous territory.
Yeah,
like
very
here.
Dangerous.
And particularly if you're sending some poor sod out who's just got this list at 5 o'clock today, Grace Jones is arriving and has to run out and kind of go, where am I going to get oysters at the 3 Arena?
Especially
at 5 o'clock.
If you're landlocked, you're in the middle of nowhere. If you're not even, you know, you're not on a seaside town.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to be eating oysters if I'm up a mountain somewhere.
I definitely wouldn't take a chance.
Right,
I wouldn't take a chance on those. One of the most famous ones used to be Van Halen. So big hair band in the 1980s, and they loved all this. They loved the excess of it, and they were kind of carrying on from the 60s and 70s, huge rock and roll bands, but all of the excess.
Okay, brilliant.
So what they loved was, again, they're back to smokes because they wanted 3 packets of cigarettes because the band members didn't really talk to one another.
Right.
So they wouldn't share. So wouldn't they? Yeah. So they had, you know, 3 separate unopened plastic rack packets of smokes and a bowl of M&Ms.
Yes.
But with all of the brown M&Ms taken out.
This is so funny. I wonder, did they do that just to see, like, if they've done that, then they've definitely kind of ticked all the boxes on everything else that we've asked for.
See, that's the thing. I think it's one of those things they're testing to make sure that they're paying. That's what they always said, but I think there's a part of it in them as well that probably went, no, we are this big. We don't want to be brown M&Ms. I'm not sorting my own M&Ms.
Hilarious.
In this thing. So Van Halen get a special award from us on that.
Amazing.
One.
What about Pharrell Williams?
Yeah, Pharrell Williams. Now, he's one who, again, when you ever hear him interviewed or you see him, when you see these people walking through, whenever they're walking down a corridor or they're walking past fans, you know there's a certain attitude. And Pharrell Williams very much has that. And his one, his rules were really for, not for him, but for his hangers-on, his crew, his other bandmates, all of that sort of stuff. So he looked for 20 crates of Bacardi to be in the dressing room.
20 crates?
Yes, 20 crates.
So he's got a huge entourage. Obviously.
But see, I think there's a lot of hangers-on. And that's the thing. So he wants to keep that going. And dozen crates of champagne as well.
I mean, if I was him, I think I'd be sort of doing the same. I sort of respect the fact that he's bringing his pals along with him.
Oh, yeah, and you know, I can live with this, but I suppose there'd be a part of me would still be kind of going, I have no idea who you are. And look at me, from my gig money, I'm filling you with booze.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe there'd be something in there. But Pharrell Williams loves all of this. Definitely
I love that.
Loves
That's
all of
cool.
This.
And you know, it's funny, over the years, I've gotten to go into the 3 Arena to interview lots of big stars and stuff like that. And there is that atmosphere backstage of like, you know, we're here. These people are special.
Yes.
And they need to be treated as such. And I guess if you want them to do a deadly show,
you got to do all this. And so many promoters are happy to do it because they think if it means we get the great show and if it means we get the gig on the next tour, then we're going to do this. But the problem that a band will arrive in is sometimes you're not that big enough.
Yeah.
You know, you're not quite at that level. You go in, you ask for your 12 bottles of champagne and it's just like, nah. This is not going to happen. Yes, we'll give them to you. If I'm being really nice and you're a big enough artist, you know, I may do this and I will leave this as a treat. It used to be that perhaps you might leave in a nice bottle of wine, or you leave a bunch of flowers or a platter.
Okay.
God help us, like, we'd love a platter. You'd leave that in the dressing room. But now it has moved on.
Finally, can I just ask for one more? Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo, yes. So she wants the place to feel like home, which is fair enough. You know, it's like, yes, particularly when you're out and you're on tour. But it so happens that her home is all white. Everything she wants is white. White floors, white furniture, white drapes, small white dog.
Zen, though.
Yeah, all of that.
Zen
and it's
vibe.
Fine. A nightmare to keep clean.
Yeah.
A nightmare to keep clean. But so she insists that everything in her dressing room be white as well.
Incredible.
You know, and as for anybody who's been in these dressing rooms, the majority of them are not white. They're not sterile or clean
Sticky
looking.
Sticky carpets.
Yeah, there's a lot. So there's a lot of running out to hickeys to get huge lengths of cloth and fabric to try and cover the walls.
Wow.
And then some poor chap was to paint the floor and paint the ceiling.
I sort of love it. I love the drama of it all. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, why not? There aren't that many people in the world who can demand such things. So go for it.
I want to be able to do that.
I want to. I want to live vicariously through J-Lo. Simon, thank you so much for joining us. And come here, get out there now. Enjoy that sunshine. You're
I will.
Very good. Awesome. Where can people find you online?
You can find me online at Simon 8 Radio.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.